جو بھی ہوگا ساقیے میں کا غلام، جو بھی ہوگا ساقیے میں کا غلام، رہ نہیں سکتا وہ ہرگز تشنا کام، رہ نہیں سکتا وہ ہرگز تشنا کام، ایک دن عاشق کی سعی نا تمام، ایک دن عاشق کی سعی نا تمام، لطف سے مالک کے ہوگی خوش مرام، جو بھی ہوگا ساقیے میں کا غلام، رہ نہیں سکتا وہ ہرگز تشنا کام، ناز تقویٰ کب ہے عاشق کا مقام، ناز تقویٰ کب ہے عاشق کا مقام، وہ ندامت سے ہے ہر دم شاد کام، وہ ندامت سے ہے ہر دم شاد کام، ناز تقویٰ کب ہے عاشق کا مقام، ناز تقویٰ کب ہے عاشق کا مقام، وہ ندامت سے ہے ہر دم شاد کام، جس کی قسمت میں ہے جنت کا مقام، جس کی قسمت میں ہے جنت کا مقام، راہ سنت کا ہے اس کو اہتمام، راہ سنت کا ہے اس کو اہتمام، رہ نہیں سکتا وہ ہرگز تشنا کام، جو نہیں کرتا بڑوں کا احترام، جو نہیں کرتا بڑوں کا احترام، اس کا ذلت سے لیا جاتا ہے نام، اس کا ذلت سے لیا جاتا ہے نام، لے برائی سے جو اہل اللہ کا نام، لے برائی سے جو اہل اللہ کا نام، اس سے کہہ دو چپ ہو ظالم، اس سے کہہ دو چپ ہو ظالم بے لگام، اس کو کہہ دو چپ ہو ظالم بے لگام، رہ نہیں سکتا وہ ہرگز تشنا کام، اہل دل کا جو ہوا دل سے غلام، اہل دل کا جو ہوا دل سے غلام، عاشقوں کا ہوگا وہ ایک دن امام، عاشقوں کا ہوگا وہ ایک دن امام، حسن کے ساقی کو دے دو یہ پیام، حسن کے ساقی کو دے دو یہ پیام، مت لگانا منہ سے میرے، مت لگا منہ سے میرے جام حرام، مت لگا منہ سے میرے جام حرام، آسمانوں سے اترتی ہے جو میں، آسمانوں سے اترتی ہے جو میں، اس کے پینے کو کہا کس نے حرام، اس کے پینے کو کہا کس نے حرام، دیکھیے فیضان تسلیم و دیکھیے فیضان تسلیم و رضا، صبح گلشن ہے ہمارے غم کی شام، صبح گلشن ہے ہمارے غم کی شام، حاسدوں کا بس یہی انعام ہے، حاسدوں کا بس یہی انعام ہے، جل رہے ہیں کیسے ان کے، جل رہے ہیں کیسے ان کے صبح و شام، جل رہے ہیں کیسے ان کے صبح و شام، جو ہنسے بغلیں بجا کر صبح و دم، جو ہنسے بغلیں بجا کر صبح و دم، ان سے سنتا ہوں فغانے طبل شام، ان سے سنتا ہوں فغانے طبل شام، دوستوں سن لو یہ اختر کی صدا، دوستوں سن لو یہ اختر کی صدا، زندگی کر دو فدا، زندگی کر دو فدا مالک کے نام، زندگی کر دو فدا مالک کے نام، ناز تقویٰ کب ہے عاشق کا مقام، وہ ندامت سے ہے ہر دم شاد کام، جس کی قسمت میں ہے جنت کا مقام، راہ سنت کا ہے اس کو اہتمام، جو بھی ہوگا ساقیے میں کا غلام، رہ نہیں سکتا وہ ہرگز تشنا کام،
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله العظيم. This poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatuhum, Zindagi Kardo Malik Ke Naam. Write your life for your Malik, for your owner. Like for example, you write your one house, your property for your wife, for your one son. So your life, write it for Allah. That my life is for Allah Ta'ala, and really this is the tafsir of the ayat, in قُلْ إِنَّ الصَّلَاتِ وَنُسُكِ وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That my life, my dying, everything of mine is for Allah Ta'ala. And that is really, which we try and refer to quite a bit, that make it daily, make this niyat, that my life is for Allah's pleasure. That I'm living to earn Allah's pleasure. And akhirat, to earn Allah's pleasure in Jannat. And I'm living to save myself from the displeasure of Allah Ta'ala. And in the akhirat, from Jahannam. Jo bhi hoga saqiye meh ka ghulam. Whoever will be a slave of the saqi, of the giver of the wine. That is, commonly, Ahlullah refer to the khanqa as a tavern, where wine is being given out, but this wine is the pure wine, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And the one who gives out the wine is the person who is in charge of the khanqa, the sheikh. So whoever will become a slave of him, the slave of the sheikh, the one who gives out this wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala, رِحْ نَهِ سَكْتَ وَهَرْجِزْ Tishna Kam. That person will never remain thirsty. He will get his connection with Allah Ta'ala. You just keep your connection properly, if not today, tomorrow. If not tomorrow, the day after. But there is definitely, you will get your connection, you won't remain thirsty. You will reach Allah Ta'ala. Ek din aashiq ki sa'i na tamam. One day it will happen that this aashiq who is making effort all the time, but he's not reaching his destination. He's feeling, I'm trying, but I'm not getting there. I'm not getting connected with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And this is a feeling which many saliks, those who are striving in this path, they feel this, that we are not being connected with Allah Ta'ala. Maulana Muhammad Ahmed Sahib Pratapgari Rahmatullah Ali, in this regard, said one very beautiful poem also, that the work of the salik is not to look at the result. The work of the salik is to do his work. You carry on doing your work, result is in the hands of Allah. You don't worry for the result. And we have to work for acceptance, not acceptance, that is in Allah's. We have the worry, but that is not in our hands. So we must just carry on. Whether we enjoy, we don't enjoy. Some people also say that now in my ibadat I'm not getting enjoyment. Enjoyment is not the object. Our object is to fulfill the command of Allah. If Allah gives you enjoyment also, mashallah. But even if you don't get, if you get enjoyment, mashallah, that is very good. If you don't get enjoyment, mashallah, that is also very good. Because then your maqam also goes very high. That now you are not doing it, if you're doing it for your enjoyment. So you're not doing it for Allah. You're doing because I'm enjoying my zikr, I'm enjoying my tahajjud, etc. So you're not doing it for Allah. So that's a very low maqam. But if you're doing it, even I don't get patallama, Allah must be happy. That's a very high position. So the work of a salik is to carry on. Even if you feel I'm not reaching my destination, you just carry on. Lutf se malik ki hogi khush muram. What day will come when by Allah's kindness, He will just let you reach there. And another beautiful example of this is, like any building, this masjid also, for the electrical work, contract was given. For example, the contractor said 100,000 rand. But you have put 20,000 rand down, right at the start. But nothing, no work has started, but you have put 20,000 down. Then he chips your walls, he damages your walls, everything. And then he wants another 20,000 rand. He damaged your property, and now he wants another 20,000 rand. Now he puts his tubing, he puts his wiring, he wants another 20,000. Then he puts all the fittings, but nothing is working. And he wants another 20,000. But when the inspector will come and he'll check all the wiring is right, and in 1 second he'll just put the main switch on and suddenly everything will work. So just like that, the salik must keep on working. When Allah will inspect and see, no, now everything is right. You will be shocked yourself. Hadrat says, Allah won't open, like when we open the door a little bit, or just that where you peep through that hole, or that little thing in the door you open to see who's it, you speak to the person, Allah won't open the door like that. Allah won't just open the door little with the chain still on, that you have to make sure. When Allah will open the door, He'll open it wide one time. And then you'll be immediately, and you yourself will get shocked. Your whole condition of your life will change. Your character, your way of talking, your way of walking, who you speak to, where you go to, everything will just change suddenly. Suddenly this dunya thinks muhabbat will just go off your heart. Now you enjoy to make i'tikaf at night. Now you enjoy to be in the masjid. Now you no more want to be out on the roads, painting the town red, driving at high speeds, putting the music full blast, and the car is also shaking. No, now you those things, you abhor all those things now. Your life will just change suddenly. This is when you just carry on, and when Allah will pass it, you'll see the change. You just carry on. Naze taqwa kab hai aashiq ka maqam. Since when is the position of an aashiq to be proud? There is no question. A aashiq can never be proud. There is no question of pride for an aashiq. Woh nadamat se hai har dam shad kaam. All the time he's in nadamat. He's in sorrow. What I've done, how I've spent my life, I can't please my Allah. I can't fulfill the rights of my Allah Ta'ala. In that he's becoming successful. Man tawada'a lillah, who humbles himself, rafa'ahu Allah. Allah picks that person up. So an ashik, a lover of Allah, can never be proud. A true ashik, and once he has got some taste of Allah's love, all the time humility is in him. I can't make Allah, I'm the worst in the world. I can't make my ibadat properly. My tawheed is not properly. Nothing of mine is properly. Oh Allah, forgive me. This person, Allah picks him up very high. And a person who gets pride in him and thinks I'm somebody holier than thou attitude, for whatever reason it might be, that person drops in the eyes of Allah tabaruk wa ta'ala. Jiski qismat mein hai jannat ka maqam. A person for whom Allah has written jannat is his place. He will reach there. Raah sunnat ka hai usko ihtimam. That person automatically, he follows sunnat. Because Allah has fixed that place, Allah will put in his life that he will follow in the ways of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jo nahi karta baro ka ihtiram, those who don't respect the elders, the big people, uska zillat se liya jata hai naam, that person himself is disgraced in the eyes of the people. He disrespects the elders and he loses his own respect also. People look down there. What kind of a person is this? Speaking bad about the great buzurgs, about the great awliya, about the imams, about the jurists, about the muhaddithin. A person who speaks bad about them, the people start hating that person. Le burai se jo ahlullah ka naam. A person who takes the name of Allah wala in a bad way. He criticizes them, talks bad about them. Usse keh do, chup ho, zalim be lagam. Tell him, for your own good, keep quiet. Put a rein, put a control on your tongue. What are you speaking? You're destroying your akhirat. You're destroying your own position. Why? How can you speak like this? Tell him, advise him, don't do this here. Ehli dil ka jo hua dil se ghulam. A person who became a slave of the Allah wala from his heart. Not just outwardly, but whom Allah blesses, and Allah puts the love of Allah wa Allah in a person's heart, and he respects the Ahlullah. Aashiko ka hoga wo ek din imam. Allah will make him the imam of the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh. What a king he was. He was naked pious, but he didn't have that connection with Allah. Finally, when he made connection, one day he saw Jibreel alayhi salam in a human form, writing the names of all the ashiks of Allah. Asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm writing the name of the... He says, please write my name also right in the corner, right at the bottom, just push it in somewhere. So when he wrote all the names, Ibrahim alayhi salam saw his name was right on top. He's the imam of all the ashiks. So a person who will always ahle dil ka jo hua dil se ghulam. Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah alayh, when he left his place at Balkh, and now he went out in the jungle, no more the palace, no more the comfortable bed and all that bed that used to be made the mattress of rose petals, and he slept in that rose petal bed. Now he's sleeping in a cave somewhere, and it was cold winter. And ice water, he broke the ice and he made ghusl with that. How cold, what's his condition? A man like this, who was a king, who got hot water ready for him, everything. And after ghusl, the whole night he made ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Then now he wanted to sleep, it was very cold, no blanket, nothing. And he was thinking, if I had something to cover, suddenly he felt warmth on his head. So comfortable he slept, and he had a deep sleep. When he woke up, he saw it was a python, a snake. Hey, so he said to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, you gave me so much comfort, and now this fear that is in me, this big snake, that snake just fell down and disappeared. Then he saw, no, my life is not here, I can't stay in a cave here. So he went away to Makkah Sharif. And there he met great Ahlullah and Awliya. And he became the slave, particularly Fuzail ibn Iyaz rahmatullah alayh. He enjoyed and stayed long, 6 years in his company. Allah made him imam of all the ashiqeen. And he wasn't an alim, not a hafiz, no maulana. He was a king. So nobody must despair. Anyone can, Allah make him, Khaja Azizul Hassan Sahib Majzub Rahmatullah Ali, a political man working for the British government. But when he made ta'alluq with Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Allah made him the Imam of Mufti Shafi Sahib, Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, Maulana Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah, all these great, great buzurgs. When he was present, nobody else would speak. He would speak. Such a position Allah Ta'ala had given him. So everyone, just you be on your work, and when Allah will bless you with that, you will see, you will be surprised yourself what position Allah Ta'ala gives you. Husan ki saaqi ko de do ye payam. Husan ki saaqi ko de do ye payam. The person mat laga muh se mere jaam e haram. Husan ki saaqi ko kya hoga? What does Hazrat refer to here? Husan ke saqi, the person who gives beauty. Saqi is the one who gives to drink, and husan is beauty. Give him this message: mad laga muh se mere jaam e haram. Don't you? It could be referring to that a person who is looking at the beauty. So that is his object, to look at this woman of this world. Mat laga muh se mere jaam e haram. This drink of mine, the love of Allah, is haram for you. Where can you enjoy this? You who are looking at other women, you're not fit to drink this. Give up that, then you drink this wine, and then see what you will get from Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat, one other beautiful poem, Hazrat explains in there, that the greatest urb, closeness, connection a person gets with Allah Ta'ala is when the desire of guna is in a person, the opportunity of guna, but he doesn't commit the guna. At that time you control your nafs more than your whole life's tahajjud, more than your whole life's rozas. That haram, when you wanted to commit it, you had the desire also, you had the opportunity also, you didn't. Allah at that time gives you such great position that you cannot imagine. Allah pours the wine of His love and His marifat, pours it into your heart, and it goes right down into the crevices. That is the greatest time when a person gets the closeness of Allah. That also, for example, it's cold winter, you have to take a bath also, and fajr you have to make, you do feel like you, today I'll read my fajr later. When I get up, when my eyes open, I will read it at that time. But then you realize, no, fajr is faraz. And the water is cold also, but you bath with that cold water. You went for your fajr, you went for jamaat. That time Allah pours His love into you. When your desire is, it's isha time, the lights are gone off, power failure, it's a storm, it's raining, lightning. The water is filled on the roads also, but you go for your namaz. Hey, that's the time Allah pours His love into your heart. When the sacrifices are made, the greatest qurb a person gets is at that time. More than what he gets in his whole life's tahajjud, more what he gets in his whole life's rozas, etc. This, when that test comes like that, that's when you get your greatest closeness to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Aasmano se utarti hai jo main. This wine that comes from the heavens, not from the bottles that are here, from the heavens. Allah Ta'ala who sends that wine of His love. Uske peene ko kaha, kisne haram? Who said to drink that is haram? That wine which Allah Ta'ala is sending down, that is not haram. The wine of the marifat of Allah, the love of Allah, that is a wine that is for us to drink. Dekhe faizan taslim aur rada. Look at the result of those people who surrender themselves to Allah. This is another thing. When things, when you're in your comfort zone, it's very easy to carry on. Everything is nice, everything is smooth, no problem. You're getting up, you're going for fajr, everything. But when something, when a problem came, when there was a problem, you met up with an accident. At that time, whether you miss your namaz or not at that time. You are in a position to read, but you are perplexed. Everything, what is happening? Your son met up with an accident, or somebody else, this problem, somebody is in the hospital, a robbery took place, there is a death at that time. At that time, in these conditions, to submit to Allah and accept His command, That is a thing. Look at what the result of that is when a person surrenders himself to Allah Ta'ala. Subah gulshan hai, hamare gham ki sham. The night of sorrow in the morning was a garden of the enjoyment of the Allah Ta'ala. That when this radha or tasneem, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi asked Hazrat Maulana Abdul Ghani Phulpuri rahmatullah alayhi, if there is a more higher position than ikhlas. Ikhlas is a great way you do everything only in the reality that you give ikhlas. So he said, Hazrat, I don't know of a higher position than that. Hazrat said, radha or tasleem. When things go against you and you accept it, by Allah, He decreed it. Well, my son passed away, this happened, that problem happened. Allah, what you decreed, I'm happy with what you decreed. Now to talk is easy, to listen is easy, but when that condition comes on us, at that time to accept it, this is something, a person whom Allah blesses, that is a very, very high position. Hasidu kabas yahi in aam hai. What this is the reward which the jealous people get. What do they get? Jal rahe hai kaise unki subah o sham. Morning and night they are burning in themselves. This is a terrible punishment for a person who is jealous. Who you jealous on? That person is enjoying his new motor car, his new house. You burning yourself here all the time. That person, Allah gave him respect, honor, and people are making his khidmat, honoring him. He's getting all that enjoyment. You burning all the time. This is the condition of a hasid, a jealous person. Jo hase baghle bajakar subah dam, a person who is always laughing all the time. Unse sunta ho fughan tabli sham. In morning, a person laughing at other people. When I see at night, he's got big problems himself. Hadrat explains, a person who got cancer, and he's laughing at somebody who's got a cold. Somebody who sneezes one time, who coughs one time, oh, look at the sick fowl. And he's got cancer. And he's laughing at that person. So these people who are like that, who are laughing at Ahlullah, etc., what their condition comes in this world. One friend yesterday of a nearby country who just cannot tolerate wrong things being done, especially with the ulama, the committees, how they treat the imams, etc. So he was saying this one person, how he treats the ulama and how he speaks to them. Everything he's got a problem with them. He wants them to be 10 minutes before in the, he must sit in the first saf. Now they're making a condition that for the imam, that he has to give azan. And if somebody else wanted to give, he said, okay, you give. It's a problem. Why he gave? You must give. So a person who like this, 10 times he was robbed. And terribly he was robbed. In front of his family, he was being beaten up and hit, but still his eyes don't open. 10 times this happened to him. So those who laugh and treat other people bad like this, their own condition, they see it in this world already. Dosto sunlo ye akhtar ki sada. Hazrat says, oh my friends, listen to this cry of akhtar. This is my plea. What do I want? Zindagi kardo fida malik ke naam. Write down your name for Allah. Your life for Allah. That my life is not for my enjoyment. It's not to build up my assets, have big bank balances, big properties, do this, do that. My life is for Allah's pleasure. Fortunate is that person whom Allah blesses with this, inshallah. Allah, in His kindness and the sidqa of our kabir and our sheikh, may Allah bless us also with this, inshallah. Connecticut, which is what's his name? The university, Connecticut, in America. Connecticut. University ke tahqeeq. Research of this university. Connecticut. University Science Marcus ke Dr. Mike Phillip ne bataya. Mike Phillip, who is the doctor there of this science institute in this university, aise plastic ki bartanon mein garam ashiya khas taur par chai aur kaafi ka peena bahut muzir hai. He says that in these utensils, this plastic utensils, styrofoam, plastic, etc., to drink hot things, tea, coffee, etc., he says it's very harmful. And today this is common everywhere. If you were driving, you go by takeaway, they give you in this plastic styrofoam. Commonly in our jalsas everywhere, this is what we are using. So he says it's very harmful. Ye muzir asarat us waqt aur bhi badh jate hain jab chai mein leemu ka ras dal kar piya jaye. And he says the harm of it increases. It's double fold, it's manifold worse when lemon is also added. Now that even the worst that that chemical of that styrofoam mixes with this here, and that is very harmful. Kyunki is tarah plastic bartan ke andar rooni satha garmi, andaruni satha garmi aur tezabit ke asar se pigal kar hal hone lagti hai. Because in this way, with that lemon, even more, it melts that plastic, which we don't notice, we can't make out the front of it, the tip of it, and that mixes now with the tea, etc. Aisi surat mein, us bartanon mein chai peene se, jo polystyrene jis jism mein jayegi, wo sartan paida karne ke baith banegi. Now this polystyrene, which is of the chemical, which is in that styrofoam, in this plastic, it mixes with that, it goes in your body, and this will cause you now cancer. One of the causes of cancer, which cancer today is so common, because this unnatural way of life, this is the results of it. Chuhon par tajruba, gaahon mein tajruba kiye gaye. They researched this on mice, on rats. Jinse pata chala ke plastic ke bartanon se pigalne aur hal hone wala maadda pet mein jaakar sartan ka sabab banta hai. As a result of this test which they did on mice and rats, they found that this plastic in the air, it goes into the liquid, it goes in your body, and this causes cancer afterwards in a person. Dr. Philip ne logon ko mashwara diya ke wo ab tak ke aam murawaja bartan ho. This doctor, he gave advice to the people that commonly what utensils were being used up to now, koi khane peene mein istemal kare, ko hi pa khane peene mein istemal kare. Use those old things that we were using all the time. That is glass plates, etc. And before that, what was made earthenware, use those things, that is healthy. Ek akhbari itla ke mutabik Cheen ke suba Yang ne logo ke mitti ke bartan istemal karna shuru kar diye hai. According to one newspaper report in China, in the province of Yang, the people started using earthenware, utensils made of earthenware, sand. وہاں کی تحقیق مرکز نے اس بات کی تصدیق کی ہے کہ مٹی کے برتن جہاں موسم کے تبدیلی کا مقابلہ کرتے ہیں وہاں یہ جراثیموں کو جذب کرتے ہیں. There, the research center found out that this sand utensils, they also react according to the season. If it's hot, then they also react accordingly. If the weather is cold, they react accordingly. Besides that, also they saw, and this is a condition of this earthenware, the germs which are inside, they take them out and put them on the outside. It goes through, it works like that, it takes out all the germs. Agar us bartan mein jarasim chale jaye, wo se jazb karke dusri taraf nikal deta hai. If germs go into the water, if there are any germs in that liquid, in that food, this utensil pulls it out and throws it onto the outside. Agar us baat, and according to hadith, a person who drinks in earthenware utensils, farishtas make dua for that person. Agar is baat ko baghor dekhe to waqi, ye waqia hamare sabiqa zindagi ki aasudgi aur amraz ki kami par dalalat karta hai. He writes here that if you think of this carefully and ponder about it, then the people of the past, they lived healthy lives, peaceful lives, till ripe old ages they lived. This was the cause of it. That they ate the right food, and even the utensils were the right utensils. Jab in bartanon ke istemal ka riwaj insani tareekh jitna hai, to unme amraz ka khatma bhi bahut had tak ho jata hai. And when these utensils are brought back into our circulation, then the bimaris also go less. This is utensils. Together with the utensils, one very great thing which we have also changed in our lives He is the making of salam. Salam is a guarantee of salamity, peace. Peace in your health, peace and good fortune in your wealth, in the house, relations between people. That salam be upon you. Allah's rahmat, Allah's barakat. Since we have given up that, and we have got TVs now, and we got the aerials on top, and big, all the dish and the discs and all that we have got, that pulls all shaitan into the house. Where shaitans come, there is no salam there, there is no tilawat of Quran, no namaz, shaitan is there, then you can expect every problem to come. Shaitan is just a sugar-coated pearl. On the outward, he makes things very nice. You are living a carefree life, watching TV, no parda, mixing with everyone, seeming to enjoy life. But he brings all the problems afterwards. And if you live a sunnat life, outwardly you don't have all that enjoyment. But you have a peaceful, comfortable life. And especially now when you're young also, and in your old age. Otherwise, you are bringing problems upon yourself. So this is also in the house, make salam very common. When you go into the kitchen, go into the room, make salam common. In fact, according to one hadith, a person who makes 20 times a day salam and he passes away on that day, he goes straight to Jannah. So each one of us make our quota, I must make my 20 salams. Wherever, if somebody says you again, you tell them I have to complete my quota. I have to finish my 20 salams. And work it out, see that you're basically, when you leave home in the morning, etc., yeah, you meet this person, that person, you go in the office, you go in the shop, yeah, work it out, I must make my 20 salams. More than that, alhamdulillah. But at least my basic, and whoever you meet, again, just now you make salam, you just made salam now, you tell him, I have to complete my quota, I have to finish my 20 salams, I have to do that. So just like somebody who has to take medicine, say, I have to take my medicine. This is my medicine. So salam, tilawat in the house, namaz in the house, zikr in the house. Wallah, do it with regularity and see the problems just evaporate. You don't know where they will go. Take out the TV, take out the VCR, take out the video, take out all the evil things, PlayStations and that, and then see the goodness that will come. Islam guarantees this, but submit to Islam. Islam ko mante hai, we believe in Islam. Islam ki nahi mante. But what Islam tells us to do, we don't do. Then we have to do our own thing. We have to be a worker in a business, in a shop, but we have to do my own thing. Which boss will allow you, accept you? And then you say, I want my wages end of the month. First day they'll kick you out. End of the month you go say, give my wages. What wages? We want to be in Islam, but we don't want to do what Islam tells us. We want to chalawa our own, do our own thing. And then we expect still the rewards of Islam. That what Islam has promised us, that we expect that. No, submit. Buzurgo ko mano, buzurgo ki mano. We accept buzurgs, we respect them, we make their da'wahs, we do everything, take the ikram. But what they're telling us to do, that we don't. Then we do our own thing. It doesn't work like that. So what we are, who we accept, then do what they tell us. That is the most important thing. Mitti ke bartan mein pani peene ka maza aur dhaat ke bartan mein pani peene ka maza mukhtalif hai, tajruba shahid hai. And if you drink water in this utensils, that same water, in this utensil the taste is different, you drink it in a metal utensil, the taste is different. Everything, it has got a great, great difference. So those who pay attention to this will be able to make out that there is great, great difference and great benefit. May Allah give us tawfiq and understanding, inshallah. We were reading about La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, the great benefits of it. And each one should see whether we have brought it in our lives 7 times a day. The minimum read La hawla wa la quwwata 7 times a day. According to Mishkat Sharif, there is a riwayat that the words Al Ali la quwwata illa billahil aliyil al azizil hakim are also narrated. So those words can also, basically the words are La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And many of, all of us have learned Al-Aliyyil Azim. That is also Al-Azizul Hakim. Those words also have come in a hadith. And in another narration, the lafz al-aligil azim also has come wa mashhur al-sina, and that is more common on the tongues of the people. Wa illam yarwa fi sahih, according to sahih riwayat, that has not come. But Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal says, fa innahu ardifuha liqawlihi al-aliyyil azim. Bazzar ki riwayat mein al-aliyyil azim ka izafa hai, aur Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal ki riwayat mein bhi al-aliyyil azim hai. In these narrations, the words which we read, so read six times la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, the seventh time la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah al-aliyyil azim. And also Hazrat has written, add also the words la malja wa la manja min Allah illa ilay. This, but read it seven times, even if it is just la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. صاحب مظاہر حق لکھتے ہیں کہ لا حول ولا قوت کے پڑھنے سے خزانہ نیکیوں کا ملتا ہے. In the مظاہر حق, the commentary of مشکات شریف, it is written, a person who reads this, he will get a treasure of rewards from Allah Ta'ala. اور یہ وہ خزانہ ہے جو وطن آخرت میں بھی کام آتا ہے. And this is the treasure that will help us in the آخرت also, in this dunya also. اور دونوں جہاں میں اس کی برکتوں سے مالا مال ہوتا ہے. And a person gets benefited by its barakat in both the worlds. But we don't pay attention. How long we reading about this, but how many of us are reading our seven times la hawla wala, and till we don't fix a slot, a certain place for it, it will get left out. In that time, in that place, read it at that time, then it will get done. اس لئے اس کو خزانہ سے تعبیر فرمائے. That is why it is called a treasure. صاحب مظاہر حق لکھتے کہ حضرت شیخ ابو الحسن شاذلی رحمت اللہ علیہ ہمارے اس مشایخ نے حکم دیا ہے کہ لا حول ولا قوة الا باللہ کے برابر کوئی کلمہ حق تعالی کی طرف جھکنے اور اس کے فضل کی راہ اختیار کرنے میں معین اور مفید نہیں ہے. One of those great mashayikh who are the foundations of the tasawwuf, Shaykh Abu al-Hasan Shazli, rahmatullah alayh, he writes that this kalima, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, the buzurgs have written, there is no other kalima that can take a person, that makes a person humble in front of Allah, submit to Allah Ta'ala, and get the blessings of Allah, the kindness, the fazl, the favors of Allah Ta'ala, more than this kalima. But how many of us read it? Very, very sadly, we don't read it. Hazrat Makhul Tabi Rahmatullah Ali ki riwayat Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu se hai ke is kalima ko parne se 70 qisam ke nuksan aur zarar ko Hak Ta'ala dur farma dete hain, aur sabse adna faqr aur muhtaji hai. In this riwayat from Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, it has come that a person who reads this kalima, then he will be saved from 70 types of harms, and the lowest of which is mentioned here, poverty. In another one, depression. So a person will, that's the lowest, then what up? 70 up, what things Allah will save a person. And we are advised to read it 70 times. Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum says 70 is for kathrat, for abundance, according to Arabic language and the Arabs. And Allah's promises, He multiplies good by 10. So read it 7 times a day, Allah multiplies it by 10, you have done it 70. So easy. What time? A few seconds to read 7 times. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sahib-e-Mazahir Haq Shari Mishkat Tahrir farmate ke ye riwayat agarche isnad ke aitibar se munqati' hai, magar mafhoom aur maana ke aitibar se qabil-e-aitimad hai. Kyunki is riwayat Hazrat Maqhul ko riwayat Abu Musa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu sahih thabit karti hai, jo sahih sitta mein marfu'an manqul hai. Aur Hazrat Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ke marfu riwayat se is riwayat ki tawthiq hoti hai. There is a discussion on the strength of the hadith. It is absolutely correct and sahih. So we should read this. That is the important thing. Very fortunate is that person who gets this tawfiq. And as we read, a person whose place is in Jannat, Allah Ta'ala fixes for him. Allah makes to him to follow sunnats easy. A person whom Allah wants to save from guna and gives his closeness, Allah makes all this easy for that person. And for whom it isn't, he ignores all this. He bypasses it. It doesn't mean anything to him. May Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. in this kitab with regard to looking at young boys, etc. Further we read, Allama Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi shari Muslim ka irshad hai. Haseen amrat se musafa se bhi aitiraz chahiye. Young boys who are handsome, then a person should not shake hands with them also. Touch their hands and make shake hands. Salam, and don't. Hazrat, we saw with our eyes how many times, how he kept his gazes low. People bring young boys and some are handsome, very good looking. Hazrat never looked, he just kept his gazes low. کہ وہ جس کو دیکھ چاہیے کیونکہ جب ان کی طرف نظر حرام ہے تو مسافہ بدرجہ اولا قابل احتراز ہے because when it is haram to look at them and especially that person who feels some disease in him, some attraction to that young boy, for him it is haram to look at him. Parda as it is from a woman, parda is from that boy also. You shouldn't look, and to when the looking is haram, the shaking of hands is out of the question. From here also we should understand which parts of the body to see is haram. To touch the parts of the body is also haram. Even for example, it's your sheikh. He's got a sore here on his thigh. Now you are not seeing from under the lungi, you are putting medicine. It is haram. For you to see that part is haram. For you to touch that part is also haram. Who is his mahram? His wife, etc. They can do that work for him. So somebody else, it's not allowed to look at that. Those, that is also haram. Hamare ashab ne farmaya ke har wo jisko dekhna haram hoga, uska chhona ashadd haram hoga. Our ulama, how they have taken out masail of fiqh, that whoever to see is haram, to touch that person is even more worse haram. It is a more severe haram. Bas tahqeeq ke ajnabiya ko ba waqt nikah dekhna jaiz hai. That when you intend to marry a girl, and you are serious, you want to marry her, to have a look at her is permissible. But just the looking is, and that also just by passing. For example, she just passes in the room, or she just comes and put down the tray with tea, etc. Not all the stalking which takes place today. So much of discussion and talking and all that. Now just a brief look. Or isi tarah, bay or shira ke wat, or mithal uske, or baaz mawaqti mein, and besides that, sometimes at other times a woman has to or lift up her niqab, buying, selling. She goes to an optometrist, optician, he is to check the eye, a doctor has to check her. At that time to see, it becomes permissible under that necessity when there isn't an alternative. Lekin mas yani chhona un mawaqti par bhi jaiz nahi. But to touch at such time, that is also haram. If you were just to see it for necessity, no alternative, then that becomes permissible on that time. But to touch is also haram. Hikayat. Ek sahab ne kaha ki ek surat se bada mujahada karna para tha. One person said that some woman was very beautiful, it was great mujahada for him not to look, etc. Lekin chand din baad unki toond nikal aayi. But after a few days, the stomach came out. The whole shape of that person changed now. His geography changed now. And now his the figure changed. Or jisam se le hangam ho gaya. And like how a camel, there is no, what figure is there in a camel. And like that, this person became nothing appealing now. To aur sara ishq thanda par gaya. Now all that great desire and love, it became completely cold. He had no desire. Akhtar ne arz kiya, un fani mahabbaton ka yahi anjaam hasrat aur nadamat hota hai. Hazrat say, this is the end result of all this. One person who went to a khanqah for his islah, and the maid who was working, cleaning the toilet, she had some beauty on her, whatever, and he was now attracted to her. She made out. So the sheikh told her, he gave her some medicine. And her stomach worked so much that she became thin and she looked so pale, etc. Now she was not looking. He was not looking at her. So the sheikh asked, what happened now? What your result? And when she, that medicine, laxative, and all the stool that came out. So he says, this is what made her beautiful. Now look at the stool. This is what you were enjoying. If a person realizes this, then this outward temporary beauty, he will not be attracted. This is a fool who looks at all these things. He doesn't realize that, for example, this makeup. All this makeup is by zulam on animals, is by so much of impurities and filth and dirt. Just the outward condition of it is changed, put into beautiful bottles and plastics, etc. And we get taken aback with this. Look at the reality and you'll never be attracted and amused with all these things. Or nadamat hota, or fani, or fil badih, ye share hua. And Hazrat says that immediately Allah blessed him with this poem also. Usko be hangam jo dekha, sar tha. Hangam e hangam e ishq. When he saw this person, now the figure has changed, the complexion has changed, pale now, there is no attraction, no beauty, and now your that heat of your love, that lust that was so strong, it also became suddenly cold. Sir Nigo, Sardar Gariba tha, Mera anjam e ishq. And now all my love that was so much, it just all fell down. And it had no value also. At one time, oh, she's like this, how beautiful. But when he saw her in the other condition, everything. So this is how this fools us. And what is this? The stool, what is in the body, etc. So we shouldn't be fooled by these things. A person, especially a salik who is going towards Allah, he must look further than his nose. Don't just look at the outward condition of these things. Whatever it is, whatever enjoyment we get, at the moment, for example, liquor, that bottle you must have, or your cigarettes, or your drugs, whatever. Now it's such a, but look at the result of it. Don't look at just what is this now. Look at the result. That woman is appealing to you, and you feel you want to make contact. Look at the result. You want to make halal second nikah also. But look at the result. Today you are a young man. All right, you can you fulfill the rights of many people? We want to make sunnat ada. But in the sunnat, Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, somebody told Hazrat that you have opened the doors of two nikahs. Hazrat said, I closed the doors. In which way? That if somebody brings two watermelons for me, one for this wife of mine, one for my other wife, I don't give one year to this wife and one to the other one. I cut it in both in the middle. And I make exactly sure that through the gram, milligram, they are equal. Because this watermelon may be sweet, that one may be not so sweet. So it is unfair. I haven't treated them fairly. Who can love like that? That everything that you buy a box of peaches for this house, buy a box of peaches for that house. Cut every peach in the middle. And give half this side and half. Who can manage that? So Hazrat said, I close the door. And then think further. Now you're going to have children from both wives. Stepchildren, the fights that start all the time. One day inheritance problems will come. What big problems. So you went and make sunnat ada, and then how many haram you fell into. So therefore, a wise person doesn't look just at the immediate thing. To get involved in this relationship, get involved in that thing there, look at the end result also. That is a wise person. May Allah give us tawfiq. Where is that student wanted to become? What's your name again? Muhammad Ilyas. Bayat is only sunnat. What is faraz is the islah. So you must make your islah properly. You must keep contact with Maulana Musa, inshallah, regularly. And our islah is the important thing. Imran, where's Imran? Didn't see you in Greenside?
Away with a few minutes.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله يد الله فوق أيديهم فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام المرء مع من أحب. Repeat, O Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. O Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with jamaat in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj becomes compulsory, to perform hajj, to be always conscious of my islah and reformation. O Allah, I enter in the silsila of the Chishtiyah, and the silsila of the Naqshbandiya, and the silsila of the Qadiriya, and the silsila of the Suharwardiya. O Allah, by the barakah of all the buzurgs of all 4 silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before maut, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my maut on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, with afiyat, izzat, rahat, and salamati. Gather me tomorrow on the day of qiyamah and forever thereafter in jannat with all the righteous and pious. May Allah accept, inshallah. Inshallah, on the 13th of Zulqa'dah, 19th of September, people have invited us here in Nampula, in Mozambique. Whoever wishes to join can come till the, that is a Thursday, Yawmul Khamis, and till Yawmul Ithnain, Monday, the 17th of Zulqa'dah, 19th of September to 23rd of September. So any people who want to join, even with the families, you can join. For the further details, you can make your bookings. There are direct flights on those days from OR Tembo to Nampula on the Thursday and returning on Yawmul Ithnain, the Monday. So whoever wishes to attend can attend Majlis and also the trip.
Inshallah, this coming day to Sabt, Friday night, after Isha Salah, inshallah, will be the Majlis in Homestead Park, and Isha Jamaat is at 7:45. So after the Isha Salah will be the program. And then on Laylatul Ahad, Saturday night, after Maghrib Salah, inshallah, in the Madrasa in Darul Ulum, will be our monthly Ash'ar Majlis. And on Yawmul Ahad, from 10 o'clock, will be our the monthly Majlis. And Saturday night will be the Ash'ar Majlis. And then inshallah, the 27th, 28th and 29th of Zulqa'dah will be the English date, 4th, 5th and 6th of October will be inshallah the Islahi Ijtima in Cape Town. So humble request for all those brothers who are here to try and make avail ourselves to go for the Islahi Jalsa and to encourage other brothers to go as well. And inshallah Hazrat Maulana Hakim Mazhar Sahib Daun Barakatuhum, inshallah next week Tuesday, the Majlis night, he will be delivering a program here in the madrasa. So humble request also for all the brothers, inshallah, and to encourage many other brothers also to come for this program. JazakAllah. Monday will Johannesburg. Inshallah on Laylatul Ithneen, no Laylatul Thulatha, on Monday night in Mayfair Masjid, most likely the program will be there. So those brothers want to go inshallah on Monday night. Inshallah Hazrat will be leaving on Wednesday, so he can only be 2 days in the Gauteng area. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث. أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وعورة وذنب وخطيئة. اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والعمل الذي يبلغنا حبك. اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا وأهلنا ومن الماء البارد. اللهم استعملنا بسنته وتوفنا على ملته واجعلنا من حزبه. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولشيخنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أحسن إلينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اغفر لنا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم، وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. اللهم لعن الكفرة الذين يسدون عن سبيلك ويكذبون رسلك ويقاتلون أولياءك. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين برحمتك.